At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome in another beautiful night here. Unless you're sitting in Southern California traffic. I got all my curse words out, so this I won't be working blue, Dan. I can tell you that.
Right. It's good for everyone.
Yeah. Well, we might come close to the line a few times, but hey, it is what it is. That must mean everybody's being forced or has decided to go back to work and get out of their houses. That's all I can take from it.
I think people feel guilty. You know, where they're like, hey, it's a Tuesday. It's a short week. I've got to get everything in. So I'm going to, you know, burn the midnight oil at work on Tuesday. Maybe stay a little past 5 o'clock, stay till 5:30, 6 o'clock, get that work done that they probably didn't get done yesterday.
You might have something to that. Hey, it's the Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon here from the TireRack.com studios. Dan Beyer in for Jason Smith tonight. Right now, Smith is eating some sort of confection and waiting in line for a ride at Disneyland. So we'll keep apprised of his whereabouts and calorie consumption as the show goes on. Like I said, from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So, Dan, we are into the divisional week, all of the fun and excitement that will come down. Last night, Smith and I were on air watching in horror the Cowboys and Buccaneers getting after it. You know, the wishing, wanting, hoping for one more good game or good-ish game to end Super Wild Card Weekend, as I called it, Super Wild Card Weekend, that it just didn't happen. We didn't get it. Brady with the early interception. And those had over tickets are still cursing Mike Evans a day later for the drop late in that game. And of course, Brett Maher and all the running jokes about kicking that come on through. But it was an exciting six games, Saturday, Sunday, and then ending with the Monday Night Football, which launches into a huge. They're up against the Cowboys. They hate the Cowboys. Look, they're going to have two fewer days than the 49ers off. Get over it. Somebody had to play on Monday night. Either that or go back and fight with the league about dollars and cents, give up some money, and you might be able to get that Monday night back away from the broadcast partner. Enough said there. Right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's like, this is what was agreed to. This is what the monies are. And everybody agrees, hey, a standalone game on Monday night is good for business. It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, this is the tricky part, I think, is travel a little bit, don't you? With like the Cowboys having to go on the road and then end up going the other, to the opposite coast. Don't you think that maybe that's an issue?
Yeah, just slightly though. I mean, in the end, you're not gonna, it's not like you're setting up shop here for days on end, Dan.
True.
Right? I mean, you're flying in for a business trip. So yeah, it condenses things a little bit, but I don't know that it's that prohibitive. Right, it's not a hey Sunday. You got to come back and play on a Thursday. It is
true,
right?
True.
I mean, not to be glib about it, but it is. It's the schedule is what it is, right? I mean, it's should we have it next Monday instead? I mean, in the end, the fact that it's divisional Saturday and divisional Sunday, I'd like to have some semblance of a life that I can chase my kids around and not chain them to a chair to watch football all day. But that's the choice they made by being my kids. What can I say? They chose to come into this world. Obviously I kid, but it's the anger of it and all the thought pieces on it is like someone draws the short straw, I guess. And it just this year, it happens to be the Cowboys playing on Monday night. Why? Because they're a massive draw. Right, and when you sort it out, here's who's got the assignments, and here's what makes for the most compelling game. The glory of the nationwide and global brand that is the Cowboys against the global brand that is Tom Brady.
They did it correctly by having the number one seeds play on Saturday, right? Like, I feel like that is starting to be the status quo of everything. And Sunday's schedule, Mike, is just you salivate over the whole thing. Like it is like Sunday is going to be amazing. But to your point, you said something of like, do you play it on Monday night? I don't know. They felt it was good enough to have it in the wild card weekend. Are they saying that it's now we're into the next round that it's too important? I think you're right in the whole grand scheme of things that the Cowboys fans really don't have anything to gripe about. But they were putting the Monday night game, I think, because they are the Cowboys.
Sure.
And that sort of thing of going against Tom Brady, and now here's a situation where it works against them. I don't think that the extra day of the 49ers is that big of a deal, but there's also the lack of travel. It is a bit of the – you and I always talk about the fairness of the NFL and how they try to make everything so fair, and sometimes when you do that, you bend over backwards, and then you miss a couple of things, and then it's maybe completely one-sided. I don't know if it's that far with this, but I do think that there is an obvious advantage for San Francisco, and that's obviously what's got people up in arms about.
Yeah, I think the biggest part of it is the quick recovery. I mean, look, at this point, everybody's banged up. We stipulate to that. But you had a number of Cowboys players, especially on the defensive side, leave the game at various points. Right, Micah Parsons was back and still doing his video game-like spin moves at the end. So whatever was ailing him at halftime, he was just fine. But others had left, and I know on the defensive line, Armstrong had been down on the ground, and you had a little bit in the back defensive backfield. Obviously, we were on air, so trying to ascertain what was being given on the broadcast. We were doing our best through our team here in the studios and obviously social media to keep up. Didn't seem like there was anything too egregious. We got good news on Russell Gage. Right, took to social media to say, hey, I'm doing fine. I'll be better. Thanks for all the love and support and paraphrasing, of course, but that was a scary moment. And one of those, when we talk about fairness, safety, all those things, those concerns that come up, somehow that didn't draw a flag, Dan. Forearm shiver to the back of the neck/head area. It's the NFL, you know.
If it was Joey Bosa, you know, it would have been, you know, 30-yard penalty, right?
Well,
hey, soon, Dan.
Hey, he's going to have – how many pink envelopes is he going to have to give? Do they just supersize it once you get into multiple fines where you've got to give one of those game show checks like Drew Carey is going to hand it to you?
Maybe it's end of season. Maybe he gets away with it because it's not an actual, like, in season. Now their season is actually over.
Ooh.
So it's not as – maybe there's a loophole that Joey Bosa, you know, knew about that we don't know about. But
I kind of dug how all the other former Buckeyes were coming out and being like, I think he likes Ohio State.
I know Michael Thomas was one of the guys there that maybe there's you can always find something.
Garrett Wilson, like there were other guys.
Yeah.
That, like, yeah.
Yep.
Like, hey, we then someone went and super sleuthed it and found out that that official was from Michigan. We also did find out that was it Rolstead that was on the call last night? He is now 9-0 against Cowboys opponents when officiating their games. How about that?
Wait a sec. Say that again.
The opponent that the Cowboys win every time the guy referees.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cowboys, he is 9-0 against Cowboys opponents.
I thought it was odd when he ran out with that Tony Dorsett jersey.
That did.
We joke about this. We joke about the Bosa comments. It was a pretty good week of football that exceeded my expectations because I didn't think it was going to be garbage. And the only good game that I actually thought we were going to have was the one on Monday night that ended up not being the good game. And, I mean, Chargers, Jaguars, whatever. I mean, just the theater of it. Seahawks were leading at halftime.
Right.
Dolphins gave the Bills, you know, everything that they could. And then, you had what you had in Cincinnati. I mean, and Giants-Vikings was entertaining. And you were just waiting for maybe Kirk Cousins to do that. So, like, it was really five out of six. Like, even the Seahawks-Niners game, which was so one-sided in the second half, it was, like, perfect football by the 49ers. So you could just sit there and kind of amaze, you know, like in amazement in that way. Sometimes when Tiger Woods is running away with a golf tournament, you just sit there and watch it because it's just, you know, pretty to watch. And as a Seahawks fan, you're feeling helpless. But, you know, 5 out of 6 for a weekend that I thought was going to be dogs, you know, just, you know, bad games, maybe one or two good games, maybe Jacksonville and the Chargers would be somewhat entertaining. Yeah, I think that the NFL came out pretty good this past
week. Oh, no, they're feeling really chesty about how things went down. The Baltimore-Cincinnati game, still, I scratched my head quite a bit on some of the decisions. I thought it was curious that they went out of their way to take down Huntley and say, no, he screwed that up. That was not – that was all not – hey, he was trying to make a play and you know, it got knocked away. No. He was supposed to go low. He screwed that up. That was a perfect call. We had the perfect setup, and he screwed it up. But the first five games all went over the Vegas totals. And then last night's was under by, 0.5, Dan.
Oh, so close. And wasn't it the year of the under?
Yeah, it was. It was. So I was curious. I think the algorithms and all the metrics finally pushed it down enough to where we came out the other side. You know, I'm curious, your Seattle, San Francisco, I know you were on Red Zone Radio Sunday afternoon, but at halftime, and even as the game got towards the end, I go, boy, that DK Metcalf, he's really good when he just wants to play football.
Yeah, yeah, and that was a Saturday game, Mike, so I didn't have to worry about the show and watch.
Right,
it,
no, but I mean, you would have already broken it down, I guess, was my point on Red Zone on Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday, but because the Vikings were Vikinging, as you know, as we like to say, and Daniel Jones was becoming a superstar before our eyes, we focused a lot on that, but it was, like, even the first half, like, the first half of the game, and this is what the NFL wants. Mike, I didn't like 7 seeds getting in. I'm still not sure that I'm a fan of it, but at least when you see what the Dolphins were able to put together, maybe the NFL can you know, hang their hat on that or do what the Seahawks did in the first half. I still don't think that they're strong arguments to have the 7 seed, except to add excitement at the end of the season. And if you have to pay for that debt in the super wild card round, then so be it. But we didn't have to pay for it in the super wild card round, because again, the Seahawks are up 17-16. And yeah, to your point, you know, when DK Metcalf is on his game and focused on football, yeah, he could be quite a beast. It's too bad he can't play defense and tackle anybody.
No, that's it. That's, I was waiting for him to go help. Iron Man in the secondary after a while, particularly on the jailbreak opportunities that San Francisco had in that second half. Just amazing stuff. With Dan Beyer, I'm Mike Harmon. This is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. Last one with the Miami-Buffalo game, as you alluded to, 34-31, your final. Skylar Thompson, I don't think the numbers did him any favors in the first half because everybody went box score reading. Think about if a couple of those balls are caught. It is suddenly an entirely different different line there. Frostburg's all excited. He wanted to get a little Ace Ventura going and have Dan Marino show up into the mix as well. So, a fun weekend. I'll take the penalty if a 7 seed goes out and gets waxed in the first round, right, in that super wild card weekend. That's fine. If it means that for the final 4 weeks you have a handful of teams not going towards the how do we get more closer to the top of the draft and actually play for that 7 seed and have to make that decision, I'm all good with it.
It is. It's a price you have to pay. Like, no such thing as a free lunch, you know, the old saying goes, and I think that's exactly what you have with the National Football League. There was excitement at the end. Look at Week 18. I mean, you had the Steelers and Patriots and Dolphins all vying for that spot to get into the postseason. Look at what we had on Sunday Night Football, Packers and Lions and Seahawks. If there is no 7 seed, then there is no drama for those games. You know, like there is.
That's right. I need chaos down the stretch.
Yeah,
Dan.
Yeah. So it was an easy debt to pay, and good thing is they forgave our debt by giving us at least pretty decent 2-7 matchups this past weekend.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
Greetings and welcome back in Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, Dan Pyre in for Jason Smith tonight. You hear Dan as part of Doug Gottlieb's show and Covino and Rich in the afternoons here at Fox Sports Radio. And, of course, on Sundays, he hosts Red Zone Radio. He and George Reister, 2 to 5 Pacific, each and every Sunday, getting you through all the games of the day, the good, the bad, the ugly, the highlights, the fantasy scores. The ugly always, because, I mean, that's the best stories.
We dwell on the negative.
Well, I mean, that's sports talk radio and sports television as it is. Hey, we can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Now, Dan, as we get into the carousel, both coaching and quarterback, we've got a lot of moving parts in both. Larger discussion on the coaching carousel in about a half hour's time about why it feels different to me this year around, but certainly with quarterbacks, contracts, and, well, look, we had Derek Carr ousted in Las Vegas, barring some miracle. He is he's a goner via trade or release. We got the Tom Brady situation. We have to do an obligatory Tom Brady long distance dedication and soliloquy based on last night and where we go from here 24 hours later. But the other guy that is on everybody's radar, why? Because he likes to talk and hear himself talk and chide the media wherever he can. It's Aaron Rodgers. And he did his... Let's talk about what went down with Pat McAfee on his show earlier today, Dan. And as expected, you know, a little bit of reflection, a little bit of taking it in. We watched that long walk where he ended up telling the cameraman to beat it once he got to the tunnel. He was trying to have that moment with Randall Cobb, and dude tried to sidle up alongside to get a look at his eyes. Like, get out! All right, he didn't get it quite so
rough. Just
don't
go too far away. Make sure I'm still in the picture, just not this close.
No, that's right.
You want to keep the cameras rolling.
Yeah, you want to get the long walk and make sure you got it from the side. So make sure it's my left side because it's a better profile. I mean, that's it. That's where we're at. But talking to McAfee, you know, one of the first things obviously is going to come up of, hey, what's the timeline looking like in terms of a decision?
I think you have a feeling where you're leaning, but there's a lot of things that come into play. Just on my side, it's the physical part, it's the emotional part, it's the spiritual part, it's the ability to go back out there and give it 100%. You know, it's also the situation and where the team is at and the focus moving forward, short-term, long-term. And then, you know, it just comes down to the intuition and what it feels like in your body and what it feels like in your mind. And once you commit, then you commit and you move forward, whatever the decision is.
Body, mind, spirit, $60 million. Those four things all play together.
Yeah, I get that part, Mike, but there sure seemed like a lot of boxes that needed to be checked for him to want to come back.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Is like I like the transparency, right? We like it until we don't. And with Rodgers, I think there's just enough of a history to where it's like, all right, is he just telling us what we want to hear, you know, in terms of a decision? Hey, look how deep I am. And how the thought process, because I would assume all of that, right? Just for any man, woman deciding to re-up a contract, continue, make a job change, take a promotion, whatever. You know, there's a lot of discussions and physical and mental resets that have to happen. So, you know, he said all the right things, but then it gets into the team and trying to make sure that he feels that that's going in the right direction as well, because he name-checked a bunch of veteran teammates in the process of guys he'd like to have back, including the ageless, timeless wonder that is Mercedes Lewis. I mean, I marvel at Brady and obviously Breeze before he went out, guys that are playing deep into their 30s, early 40s. Mercedes Lewis as a tight end is still playing. I mean, come on,
long
man.
Long time. Yeah. Yeah, he's been there a long time. You mentioned I do the show with George Reister. George has been out of the NFL for, you know, more than a decade. He was teammates with Mercedes Lewis in Jacksonville. So he's been around for a long, long time. The funny thing is when you hear Rodgers go down that list, Mike, like we understand like the physical part. Like I guarantee the physical part is telling him we're done right now. Like, we're done, you know, thumb injury, you're just out of the season and you know, ready to move on. And the thing with the Favre situation when he did this with Green Bay, and I hate to always go back to it, but there are so many parallels. And this, while Favre wasn't as, you know, introspective as Aaron Rodgers is, I think that there are a lot of those questions as well. But Favre also just never wanted to give up the chair, didn't want to leave, and that was his spot, and felt that, you know, he could go back and forth with it. Now you've gotten to the point, you know, the last couple of years, I don't think that the Packer fans were ready for Jordan Love. I don't know if the Packers were ready for Jordan Love, but when you saw him playing that Philadelphia game against what was the best team in the NFL, or at least the team with the best record in the NFL this past season, and the number one seed in your conference, and you saw what he was able to do in that game and coming off of the bench, there is no worry for a long-term plan. And that, I think, is what's going to be, you know, interesting as well, is what is that message? Because that's one of the boxes, right, that Aaron Rodgers said. What is the message conveyed to him, you know, by the Green Bay Packers when they have that conversation? And I think that just that half of football, you know, gives them enough confidence to be like, all right, maybe we don't have to bend over backwards for Aaron to come back next year. Because it was a pretty heavy year with Aaron Rodgers all season long.
Yeah, it's like the Brady situation in parallel, right, without the personal strife. I mean, I don't know, dating, whatever. I guess he's now dating the daughter of the Bucks in the Bucks ownership.
Yeah,
right?
Mallory Edens. Yeah.
Yeah, so you got that process, which I think we knew for a while, but then they finally put a term on it and everybody acknowledged it. We checked the box and we move on. But you had all the – you've got all the off-field stuff and pull and push and pull that goes through, and you're trying to navigate a season which is long and arduous, and as much as you can take care of yourself, you're looking at the team around you and are you good enough to roll forward, right? With the Packers, young receivers, and you saw their growth towards the end of the year, obviously likes Lazard, but he's an on-again, off-again threat for them. The loss of Davante Adams resonated on a weekly basis.
Yeah,
they didn't rely on the run game. And the offensive line, Bakhtiari, as much as he says he wants to come back, what's he got left in the tank?
Sure. And, you know, Alan Lazard didn't sound like a guy who was looking to be back at Green Bay next year as well. So there could be changes,
right,
you know, there as well. There's just a lot at stake. But I think for once, this isn't a one-sided deal. I mean, this... for as much as maybe the Packers front office tried to play hardball, Aaron Rodgers knew that in the end, if they wanted to have a playoff caliber team and didn't want to go through any lumps and disappoint the fan base, that, you know, he was likely going to have to be the guy. And I think that I just think it's a different feeling this year with Green Bay. I think it's different with their fan base. And I know it doesn't matter that much, but again, there was just a lot this year with Aaron Rodgers. And at some point, you know, when do you say, all right, enough is enough, let's just end up moving on? And even if we take a step back from a season where he didn't make the playoffs, even if you know, take a step back there, you're not dealing with all of the roller coaster that was this past year and what's going to happen. And Mike, even with all of this, we're not even considering a possible fall off in Rodgers' play, which very well could happen for a guy who's playing in his late 30s, you know, and is about to, you know, be 40 years old in a year or two. So there's that. That's also a part of the equation that, yeah, I don't know if all those 8 or 9 boxes that he laid out, all of them are going to be able to be checked to his satisfaction to come back. And that may be part of the Packers' decision.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where you get into the app comparisons with Favre. And it's just the question of internally if they love Jordan Love and think he's ready. And as you said, he did get that bit of a tryout against the top-notch squad and acquitted himself nicely. It was not a 13-win season you're coming off of. Rodgers was away from the team a ton in the preseason, and it showed. Right, just to tie it back to the Brady thing.
Another thing that Rodgers said in this piece with Pat McAfee today in that interview was, I think I can, you know, be an MVP.
Well, it's funny. I was going to lead to that. Why don't we hear it?
Do I still think I can play? Of course. Of course. Can I play at a high level? Yeah. The highest. I think I can win MVP again in the right situation. Right situation? Is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure.
I think that's a loaded comment because it makes it sound like he wasn't allowed to win the MVP this year.
Right? Somehow they held him back?
Yeah. But, you know, you and I both know that there were times they didn't rely on the running game. And I don't know if he's blaming that on the young receivers or that. But again, it's a right situation. So you're looking for a Brady situation where you have Evans and Godwin and bring along a buddy like Gronk and Antonio Brown and, you know, end up going to win a Super Bowl? You know, is that what you're looking for? You know, are you blaming the front office? Like, I think there's a lot of smoke from just that question. And honestly, I don't think Packer fans care if he wins another MVP. They want a Super
win
Bowl.
Win games.
Yes.
Right. You want two MVPs, and then you and LaFleur look like dopes in playoff games.
Yes.
Bad decisions, yep. Mismanagement, bad play calls. And look, I said it with Russell Wilson all year. I say it with Aaron Rodgers, and I've been saying it for the last couple of years, Dan. You're a guy of that acclaim, that level of aptitude and celebrated career. If you don't like the play call and there's timeouts remaining, guess what? Call a timeout. Send that field goal kicker back off the field, right? Or change the play at the line. What's LaFleur going to do to you as he comes up? I mean, if he wants to really make it public and you made it to a better call, now you have to go execute. If you decide to go rogue, but you know he could just end up the extra LaFleur on the unemployment line, if that was how it was going to go. If you want to fight, particularly if you're capping off an MVP season with another playoff win, instead, what did they do? They whimpered out back to back years after strong regular seasons.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is thinking about MVP, and except maybe Aaron Rodgers, who just brought it up himself. Like, you know, all he had to say, Mike, and again, I don't want to sit there and nitpick, but it is interesting because
he
chooses
his words carefully.
Yeah, I haven't heard any conversation about can Aaron Rodgers win another MVP from the moment they lost to the Lions until now, until Aaron Rodgers said that today. Nobody cares about that. So why is Aaron Rodgers bringing it up? It's a very selfish thing to bring up in reality.
Well, but that's
maybe
the thing,
he has
though.
Every right to be selfish, but it is.
But I think that's a glimpse into the guy, right? Mm-hmm. Of we talk about titles in the NFL so much, right? How many Super Bowls did you win? Does anybody care who wins the MVP on a grand scale?
No.
Right? We don't chart that in the NFL. We do in Major League Baseball some. We do it in the NBA to a degree, but we're all about titles. How many championships did you win?
Mm-hmm.
How many Super Bowls do you go to? Right? Those two things are tied. I don't care about Pro Bowls. All pros are fun, but who's charting those? Right? A lot of the individual stat lines, you know, don't have the same hold that, you know, 714 and 755 had on us for all those years in Major League Baseball. Or 41-92 with Pete Rose, all of those things. Like, we don't know those in football. We know who wins a title. And for Aaron Rodgers to say it's an MVP, not, hey, I can still play really well and go win a Super Bowl somewhere and make it about the MVP, makes me kind of laugh.
Yeah. I knew Peyton won a bunch. I knew Favre won a bunch. I looked it up, Mike. Peyton Manning has 5.
Okay.
Rodgers has 4. And Tom Brady has 3. So he's already passed Tom Brady.
Sure.
He's tied with.
So he wants to tie Peyton. Is that the.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the goal. Since he's not getting the Super Bowls, he might as well get that one more MVP. And
yeah.
He can at least say that and hold up the King Kong Bundy 5 count.
Yeah. Those 3 letters stood out quite a bit in that conversation.
Yeah. Kind of a curious little thing. And I love the, whether it's here or somewhere else remains to be seen. Throw it up. So each side trying to take their opportunity to say, hey, the other guy's got to help make a decision here. because it ain't going to be on us. Nobody wants to be the bad guy. As you say, I think the fans won't necessarily take it so hard.
No.
If he were to go on his merry way.
And I thought Jordan Love looked very capable. And it's very similar to the Aaron Rodgers Cowboys clip that, you know, people remember, you know, a few months back when Love came into the game. And then you're looking back at what happened when Rodgers made his debut, when, you know, when Favre got knocked out of a Thursday night game against Dallas and what that was all about. Like there are a lot of parallels over this time, but the way that Love played in that game, I think eased a lot of Packers fans' fears that maybe he isn't ready.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon. Dan Byer in for Jason Smith tonight, my partner on the I Want Your Flex podcast. We'll do a little look ahead and a look back for fantasy football purposes as the show goes on. We can also talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We can talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Dan Byer, Georgia celebrates another title, a huge championship parade and celebration and all of that fun. You were there for part of that game last Monday night and then said, you know what? My empty seat says all I need, says all it needs to about this second half.
Leaving early, actually, it probably hit more traffic because everybody was trying to get out of Dodge, unless you were dressed in red But yes, it was. If only you could have
tailgated, Dan. You could have gone and at least found a meal in the parking lot on the way out.
When the bus left the stadium, there was nothing to worry about traffic wise because everybody had left by then.
No question. Spilled off to go find the extra foodstuffs and beer sources. But evidently, as part of the fun, you know, and look, I'm not a parade watcher even when my team wins. It's one of, except for the, you know, the supercuts of all the speeches, particularly back in the Bulls heyday, because you always knew Steve Kerr and Phil Jackson were going to say something snarky along the way. And then once Rodman got up to the microphone, you had no idea what was coming. But you had Atlanta radio host Steak Shapiro. He puts in his bio that he's a Food Network guy. Is he a Food Network guy? I didn't know that.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's sure. Interesting to me.
No disrespect. I just don't know.
I watch a lot of Food Network. I can't say that I know the man's that piece of his resume. Either way, he said, hey, you know, he should have taken his phone down because of this, you know, and shown some respect. Let me read it here. Like, needed someone to tell him to get off his phone during a parade, show some graciousness and appreciation to the fans that were sitting in that stadium. You want to crush the media? You think we're mean to you? Do a press conference. Hashtag bad moments. And later on would say, hey, you know, I'm a big fan. I've called him one of the greatest quarterbacks. And he's gotten a lot of run out of this. But it particularly took off when Stetson Bennett decided to respond via Twitter saying, Mr. Medium Rare. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good start. One phone was mine. One was connected to the Bluetooth. Mine had the playlist. The other had the auxiliary. I appreciate your concern with my image, intentions, loyalties, obligations, as well as your willingness to reach out to me to confirm them. You obviously thought quite deeply about some motives I might have had. And then he just kind of says, well, you know, appreciating the teammates, goes through the, you know, the ones we broken bones, torn ligaments, and bled for, cried, changed, grown, laughed with these years. So to fill you in, team, celebrate with fans and big parade. Team, individual. Celebrate with teammates, individual, and small personal car. Guess which one I am. Teammate, yep. Knew you'd color quick. And so to finish off nice and neat, I was controlling the auxiliary and playing bangers so Sed and Chris and I could have a blast on our last ride into Sanford. P.S. I don't like you very much, Mr. Steak and Shake Shapiro, but to be fair, I'm not a fan of your work either.
Hmm.
How about that? Out the door. He'll fit right in the NFL with some of the quarterbacks. It's like, hey, I want to fight.
I will say this. Thou protest too much. I think I'm with Steak Shapiro on this. I saw this was all over TikTok, Mike. This was
TikTok.
Everywhere. Yes. And this is all over TikTok of Stetson Bennett sitting on his phone. And I don't know if you didn't set up your playlist pre-parade, but maybe you should do that. And there's Stetson Bennett's probably never going to have to pay for another meal in Athens, Georgia again.
Sure.
But there is also the time that you are the quarterback of the University of Georgia. And that's going to come to an end because you're going to be the former quarterback at the University of Georgia. And this is the fans wanted. I actually thought it was in the clips that I saw. I thought it was a bad look. I did. Like, you're going, this is the reason for a parade, to sit there and be on your phone. Didn't we rip Nancy Kerrigan when she was, you know, mic'd on the Disney World thing, you know, years back? She was so annoyed hanging out with Mickey Mouse. It was, she didn't want to be there and was caught on a hot mic complaining about it. And here, Stetson Bennett's caught on video and is trying to say that he was playing DJ. I'm sorry. And to write that was a long letter that he wrote. You know, to show that this was apparently about him and his teammates or something. I'm with Shapiro on this. I got to be honest.
I didn't have any of this. I must not have refined the algorithm for me to get Stetson Bennett stuff on TikTok.
It was there.
My kids try to keep me off it as well. I keep threatening to, and we've come up with a title for the show here. It would be called Calf Time. With Mike Harmon on TikTok.
not bad. You should work. You should, you know, get that in motion.
Yeah, we're working on that. Well, I mean, I got to do some more calf raises. I really got to get another week or two in the gym to lean it out and make it more baseball-like again. But, yeah, it's always the curiosity of, you know, what gets seen and interpreted. In this case, just say, look, you know, hey, I was on the phone. This is what I did. I appreciate the fans and I love them.
Yes. That's all you had to write is I hope that the University of Georgia fans know how much I love them. That's all you had to say.
And then, instead, by the way, come by my window at Raising Cane's while I sling some chicken tenders.
Thou protest too much.
He's Dan Byer in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon. Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon continues here from the TireRack.com studios. And coming up next, the coaching cycle in the National Football League. Well, it feels a little bit different to me. I don't know, like it's political or something.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.